It's the 8th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A new contract with the supplier of meals for Bedford schools will mean families will be forced to pay more. The council's attempts to maintain prices from its previous arrangement through a bidding process led to zero bids from food providers. Authorities then returned to negotiations with Caterlink, holder of the prior contract, but were told due to inflation, the costs of offering their services would increase by 20%. Time constraints due to impending school openings would not allow for further discussions, so those terms had to be accepted. The Chief Education Officer for the Council, Chris Morris, said schools would have to pay for those increased costs from their pupil premium budget, but that there would be an impact for families that pay for school meals. Home charger manufacturer Anderson Eve in Stewartby is looking to expand after receiving a £1.5 million investment. Owned by Evo's PLC, the company is searching for local talent to fill positions in customer service, research and development, installation and manufacturing. Lidl's 1.2 million square foot regional distribution centre has opened in Houghton Regis. It's a supermarkets chain's largest in the world, with its half a kilometre length costing £300 million. The warehouse is expected to employ over 1,500 workers and will also be partly automated. Lidl GB's Chief Development Officer Richard Taylor called it a spectacular state-of-the-art site and a seminal moment for Lidl GB. A father of three diagnosed with motor neurone disease plans to swim a distance of 10.5 kilometres with the same early stage conditions as the late physicist Stephen Hawking. Mark O'Brien, 54, from Slipend near Luton, would like a place in the Guinness Book of World Records while raising £25,000 for the MND Association charity. He can be supported on his Just Giving page. That's all for this week. Have a great weekend. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.